Well, Tony, that was a hard-earned point in the end, wasn't it? How would you sum that game up?
I thought we were good first 20 minutes until they got the penalty. I thought it was ours penalty in my view. I think Negredo's a tough lad, and you know, Gareth shouldn't slide in anyway. He should have just stayed on his feet. The kid was going away from goal. But if you look at it, Gareth does play the ball. And for the referee to give it when he's on the other side and he's quite a distance away from it, it's disappointing. You've got to be 110% sure when you're giving penalties. His linesman was that side and he never gave it. So we were disappointed with that one. The second one that they think was a penalty, the lad actually, you have a look at slow motion and he's actually dived. So that wasn't a penalty. But second half, I thought we were the better team. I thought we created the better opportunities and better chances. And it was most probably written in the stars we weren't going to win tonight when we hit one post and it comes out and we hit the other post.
I mean, that was the outstanding second half chance for you, that move, wasn't it?
Well, Allen's had a really good chance, and Matty Phillips has had a great chance where it's come back to him and he's hit it wide. And the unfortunate thing, even with that, is that McLean is inches away from just touching it and it going in the back of the net. And apart from Traore's header, I think, that Ben flicked over second half, I can't remember them really. You know, we've defended well, but I can't remember Ben doing a lot.
A sweet moment for James Morrison to come back here and get that early goal for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, Morrison did well again. He played really, really well. He tired at the end. Maybe I should have brought Jake on looking back at it and given Moz a rest, but he'd have been disappointed if I'd have brought him off at his own hometown.
Anything bubbling towards the end of the window?
No, we've taken Mark Wilson. We haven't got the players that we wanted to bring in, and that's disappointing, but you know, the market is a very, very tough market for us at the moment. So we brought Mark Wilson in. We needed cover. You know, we've got 16 senior players at the moment. Mark Wilson now makes that 17. So, but he gives us cover. He can play anywhere. I've had him at Stoke. He can play anywhere along the back four. And he can also play midfield if you needed him to. So he'll be a good acquisition for us as a backup. And we needed that. We needed that experience to cover positions. If one of our centre-halves had gone down again today with Johnny out, we would have been struggling then. So Mark can give you that cover.
There's been some talk about Chinese club and Rondon with a huge figure banded around. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, I think the Chinese club have made contact, and you know, there's an offer that's going in, but I don't think the club are keen to do anything at the moment. So you know, Solomon stays with us, and we thank God for that.
Mm, well. Tony, I know you said before that you know you're in a pool now with Everton and with West Ham, the likes of them. It's looking really bright, isn't it?
Yeah, it's you know, the lads have done fantastically well, and you know, you have a look at the you know, what we've got is not as much as other clubs, but what we've got a small group. They're a very tight, tightly knit group who will work their socks off, and they've come here today. It's, you know, it's cold, it's wet, it's miserable. It's the northeast of England. It's a Tuesday night, and they've put in a performance like that, and you can't fault it. You know, there's as I said to them before the game, a lot of people will expect us coming up from the Midlands today just to roll over in the conditions and everything else, make sure we don't. And, you know, they've done supporters who travelled proud.
Were you quietly laughing, Tony, at the beginning of the season at some of the criticism that was coming your way? Were you sort of surprised how well it's
going? No, I think supporters have a right to criticise or praise or do what they want. They pay their money. I'm just a custodian of this football club for the period I'm here. You know, they're life members. You know, they are life members, and you have to respect that. It's difficult at times, but you know, I'm a old sage as a manager, and you know, I understand the feelings that supporters have. And you know, there's no problems with me either way. I've got a pretty thick skin.
I know you mentioned it before, but Ian Dennis's phone's been very quiet today. Is it going to get any busier from a West Brom point of view?
I'm absolutely delighted that Dano's in the studio tonight, wasting his time.
He's just read the classified results live.
Oh, is he? Fantastic. That's kept him going then. He's got overpaid tonight for what he's done.
28 years to the day that he wrote to John Motson, so they've given him that opportunity.
Have they? Yeah. He's kidding, ain't he? It's got to be longer than that.